Hello.
Hello. Wait, let me turn my volume down a bit. Okay.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know why I just had this blank space. Okay, but hey guys, welcome back to A Humble Whore. I think these past couple weeks, previously when I first started doing this, I would just book so many guests that I would kind of do it whenever they had availabilities, and then I would just, schedule all my episode postings on the Tuesdays once we got on a regular schedule. So now I'm starting to record my like the upcoming episode the Monday, so the day right before. And it's kind of hectic, and I didn't have anyone planned for today or for Tuesday's episode, and I was kind of like, fuck, I don't know what to do. But then Morgan came to the rescue, and we've been meaning to do a part two, so here it is.
Well, thank you for having me. I am always down to hop on. I usually have nothing better to do if I'm not at the store, so I'm always happy to chat about all things sex and being a little
No, I love that. And Morgan and I were just on a call earlier catching up on like the personal parts of our life. But Morgan recently has just been going through hell and back with her physical health, her mental health. And you started a Instagram about it, and you're going to start a podcast about it. So maybe that'll be a great way to kind of lead things in. Because I like when we talk about stuff other than sex and happiness and all that shit.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I can definitely talk about that. So I actually just had surgery for endometriosis about, I guess, almost 3 weeks ago now. So for those of you who don't know, endometriosis, it is a condition that's it's similar to the uterine lining, but they say it's not actually the uterine lining, and it can grow outside of your uterus. So I actually will get it on my pelvic wall, on my bladder, on my ovaries, and it can cause pain when you bleed because you internally bleed. So that was my third surgery for endometriosis. So it's been a, it's like, I mean, it's, I've been going through it for sure, but thankfully I'm finally starting to heal, and I'm trying to work on, like you're saying, building that community of people who kind of know what I'm going through, because it's hard, like, not being able to talk to people who you love because they don't really understand you. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I started the Instagram. If you want to check it out, it is young.ann.chronic. So young and chronic. And then I am working on the podcast right now when I have the mental capacity for it. But yeah, so that's kind of what I've been doing. I absolutely hated the recovery for the surgery. It was so annoying. Mostly actually because I couldn't have sex for 2 weeks. And I know that's like nothing for most people, but I'm a fucking nymphomaniac, I swear to God. So that was so hard, and it was like so hard that my body was just not cooperating. And I even it even went beyond 2 weeks just because it was taking a little longer for me to heal. So man, I was really struggling with that for sure.
Yeah, and if you hadn't listened to the previous episode that I had with Morgan, I think it was like, fuck it, friends with benefits is better
Yeah.
anyway. Pretty much what the unique thing that I love about you is that you have chosen to be single and really love the single life because you like the little mini relationships that you have with friends with benefits. So I'm always just like astounded, and if I wasn't in a happy relationship, that would be my goal.
Yeah.
So
Well, it's funny, we were just talking about this actually right before we hopped on here. Like she was sa you were saying that like, you are happy in the relationship, and sometimes you can think like the grass is greener, being single. And I think I'm the opposite for sure. I will sometimes think that the grass is greener in a relationship. And actually over the summer I kind of like was in a relationship. Not really, I don't know. And I realized the grass is not greener. I missed being single so much. So yeah, I mean, it
Yeah.
really is just like, I don't know. I like being able to, I'm a very independent person. I like being able to do my own thing. I don't really like relying on people for things or having to check in on people. Like, if I'm not with you, I don't want to fucking text you. I want to just chill. So yeah, I mean, it's a good scenario for me, I think. And I think it fits well with my schedule and even with my health. And I think I have like really fun sex, and I don't think I ever really get bored like you can in a relationship, which is really nice, I think.
Yeah, and I definitely see that. But for me, I guess to elaborate, because you guys were on the call with us before, but I mean, like, yes, I like to have sex, but as I've mentioned countless times, I always search for intimacy. And I remember the last spurt that I was single, which was probably the longest time. It's around when Morgan and I met, but It was after my last serious relationship, and I think I was single for like a year and a half, and I had my fun moments, but there were definitely people in between that I really wanted to date, and I spent a lot of time trying to date them. And also the sex that I had just when I was single was very, yeah, empty, unfulfilling, transactional. So as much as I get tempted sometimes to be like, yeah, like I miss my hoe ways. Like I saw some TikTok, honestly, that was like, well, why can't you do all the hoe shit you want to do with your partner if you like your partner? So like that's your person. Like, why not do all those things that you want to get done? So that's where Morgan and I differ, but everything else, like the foundations of being a whore, we agree
on. Yeah, no, I definitely see that for sure. I almost wish that I was someone who could like feel stable in a relationship and like wasn't always like, even when I'm with someone else and I'm trying to like in my head say, okay, yeah, I could kind of date this person. It's still hard for me because I like, you know, I do enjoy seeing other people. And I think that is really where I don't really want the intimacy. I mean, I do crave intimacy, but I think I like the excitement more than anything else, which is unfortunate right now in this pandemic that I can't really get as much excitement as I usually lean on. But, you know, I still find ways to stay excited and to enjoy pleasure how I like to, you know?
Mm-hmm. And speaking of enjoying pleasure, we wanted to talk about briefly, I don't have like a toy, like I was going to say infantry. That's not the right word. I don't have an army of toys.
Oh my God.
Or a collection of toys. Inventory. I don't have an inventory. I have like one because I've moved so much that I get tired of them that I just give them away or like whatever. Yeah. Donate them to the other whores in need. But Morgan, however, with her such active sex life and multiple partners, whatever the fuck, we want to go through her toys and hear about them and comment. So let's get started.
Yeah. I called it my sex drawer because it's literally a drawer. Actually, I think right now it's two drawers technically. I'll explain. But I always love telling guys that I have a sex drawer because, you know, like their brain just goes, you know, they're like, okay, what is in here? What does she mean? Like, okay, a sex drawer, what's in it? And it's never what they expect. First of all, I want to talk about like why I am like such a crazy like nympho that I love sex. So I like talking about the health conditions. I love pleasure, and I love whether that's pleasure with myself or with a partner. I cannot get enough. And I think it mostly is because I have a body that doesn't provide pleasure usually, like it's usually painful. So really for me, sex and just pleasure in general is a way for me to kind of shed all the crap in my life, the pain, everything that's weighing me down. And I can fully immerse myself in that moment, in the good feelings that my body and this person or this toy, whatever it is making me feel. So that's kind of why I have invested so heavily in my sex store and like my sex lineup, because I really do enjoy experiencing different kinds of pleasure and trying, you know, different things. Like I like sensory play, and I mean, we know I like anal play and things like that. So I really do enjoy trying new things and adding to my repertoire, I guess, so that I can keep things exciting and keep my pleasure going. So I will explain the two sex drawer thing right now. So right now I have a sex drawer for actual like sex toys, and then I have a sex drawer for kind of what I call accessories. So that's like chargers and lube, and I have handcuffs. Let's see, what do I have? I'm literally looking in right now. Nipple clamps, bondage tape, all the lube. Seriously, so much lube. I have a ball gag, but I don't like using it because I like have a really sensitive jaw. So I've actually like popped my jaw before. So I don't love using that. But I do really like adding all these different things, and kind of like I was saying, sensory play has been one of my favorite things recently. I have sex candles, and I really actually love that I have these because, Liana, remember when I first got them and and I were like, let's just try them out to see, because I was so scared about like using them with a guy and not liking it or like just not doing it right.
But then we got high and we forgot. Yeah, and we made cookies
every single time we did that. But yeah, so I actually finally tried the candles, and I really, really loved them. I actually ended up trying them with a friend who, him and I were friends with benefits for a really long time. And him and I were like, we're both like kinky motherfuckers. Like, we tried everything under the sun together, and it was just amazing. He loved to like get the different colors and kind of like paint my body with them. So I seriously, wow. Yeah, I would seriously have so many different colors wax just kind of like all over my body. And there is a wrong way to do it. So make sure you're getting actual like sex safe candles, because you don't want to just use a regular candle. And then don't do it too close to the skin, because the skin is very sensitive, especially the first time. I think a good way to kind of get into this is to use massage candles, because you can kind of pour the wax and get a feel for the heat and if you even like that sensation. So I always kind of recommend starting with a massage candle, but definitely that. So, candle wax. And then recently I actually got, oh gosh, I don't even know what it's called. Do you know those little like, oh, pinwheels. I got a pinwheel. Did I tell you this?
No.
Okay. It was from a local sex shop, actually, because I'd always seen them. And I was like, I wonder what that feels like. So I got one, and it is pretty amazing. I think it's a
pinwheel.
Yeah. I don't know. Google it real quick. So look it up. Yeah. I think if you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. So it's like this wheel of like kind of little like pokey, like pokey things.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
But yeah.
No. I don't do it hard. Like I'm not into fluids. I don't like spit. I don't like blood. I don't, you know, I don't like anything like that. Like I don't enjoy fluids. So there will be no like hard presses, but I think especially if you're blindfolded or if you're maybe a little high, or you're a little, you know, drinking a little bit, sensory play can be really fun, because it's just, I think it's like the ultimate foreplay, because your body just like really gets ready and like everything starts to feel so sensitive. So it just makes sex feel even better. So I definitely recommend playing around with sensory play, actually.
So for those of you who don't have a phone in front of you or don't know what a pinwheel is, it's literally just like a cylinder with a handle, and on the cylinder is like countless spikes. So you literally just, that's a crude way to put it.
Yeah, you're literally
just rolling it onto the skin. Yeah. And I guess it's all about doing it at a preferable level.
Yeah.
To me, when I think of it, I just think of getting like spokes shoved into my skin, which is not for me, but for, I'm sure for Morgan, it's like, she knows how to do it correctly.
Yeah. I definitely was nervous the first time that I like played with a partner with it. I think it was the guy from over the summer. He tried it with me first, and he was like, I so much props to this man, because he just like took everything that I threw at him, and not a lot of people can do that, but he's like saw this pinwheel and he's like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, let's try this, like that looks really cool, I'll pour candle wax on you, let's do it. So like props to men who are like that, who just kind of like are open, you know. You don't have to enjoy it. I'm not gonna like try to like peg you or something if it's not your thing. Like I'm never gonna force anything on anybody. If you're not into pouring hot candle wax on me, like that's cool, like we can just have regular sex. But I always respect a man that is just like, you know what, yeah, let's give it a try. If I don't like it, I don't like it, but I'm down to try. So I definitely got to have a lot of fun with giving that a try and just like trying new things with him.
Yeah, this last week, actually, I didn't tell you yet, I was inspired by a friend of mine. She was just like giving this guy like a lap dance. And I was like, wow, just like taking notes, like me, myself, and I. Like I said, I'm really boring, I feel like, when it comes to sex, just because I've always put intimacy at the forefront, and you don't need to be super crazy and kinky for that. But so I was watching my friend give a lap dance, and she was doing all this crazy shit. So I was like scheming that entire night, like, okay, I'm going to do this next day. So next day I took, luckily we have two ties, like that you put on a suit. Yep. So I had sneakily taken the ties and tied them to the bedpost. And then like later on when we were starting to have sex, I like strapped him into the ties and then kind of, yeah, I bound him and then we had sex. And then he later on wrapped one of the ties around my hands, so I was like kind of like hogtied. Wait, that involves the feet. Oh, I need to get hogtied. But anyway, so he tied my hands and then drilled me that way. So that was a nice little mix-up.
That sounds really amazing. And I'm just kind of picturing him in this scenario, like he's a very goofy, no, like I just mean like he's just a goofy guy sometimes, you know. So I'm just like picturing him like tied up and you like doing a little lap dance for him. Like his eyes are probably bugged out of his
head.
That's
why I was like, oh boy, because that's like the thing he says, remember?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, he's a goofy guy. I love him to death.
Yeah, so that was fun. But I do wanna, he had mentioned something about massages. Like, I was asking him if there's anything he wants to try, and he's like, oh well, like, let's try a massage sometime. So I don't think there are any sex shops in Hawaii, but I'll have to take a look. Anyway, yeah. Through the drawer.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, definitely try a massage candle because it just makes your skin feel really soft too. Highly recommend. But yeah, those are kind of the my brain is way off now.
Yeah, mine too.
So that's kind of like the accessory drawer, but as far as the actual, like, you know, toy drawer that I have. So first things first, I really invest in my sexual health. I do not really buy cheap toys, mostly because I use them a lot. So I don't want something that's going to just crap out, you know, especially like, it's so easy to get like the cheap bullet vibrators, but like, how many times are you really getting use out of that? So, I mean, I do have some like a little higher end sex toys. But I don't have a ton of them. Like, I really do try to invest in like good pieces. So one of my favorites for solo play is actually, I think it's like the Womanizer 2.0 or something like that. I know they have so many different versions, but it's a suction toy. And let me tell you, for the longest time, like, I did enjoy sex toys, but I never used them solo. I was a finger gal for sure. When I got this suction toy, solo sex life has forever changed. And anytime, like, I accidentally let it die all the time. And anytime that I'm like masturbating and it dies, I don't even want to finish because it's so good with it that I don't want to masturbate without it. So that is by far one of my favorite sex toys. But
wait, what's it called? Is it the Satisfier? Because
yes,
I had that.
Yes, the Satisfier.
I needed something more.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think the best way to handle sex toys is to find what's for you, because not everybody likes the same thing. So I really like the suction for solo. And I don't really enjoy like penetration when I'm masturbating. I really just like the clip play, but I know there are some people who like penetration or who just want a dildo that like doesn't vibrate or anything. Do you like vibration? Do you like suction? Do you want added things? Like, do you want to use nipple clamps and like maybe a plug while you're masturbating? I think you kind of just have to get a feel for what you like. And then once you find your thing, like, it will forever change your sex game for sure.
Also, and yeah, with that, like, I remember I was texting you in Sky because I was like, I'm going to shove those anal beads up my ass and then masturbate. Okay. Sometimes you need to get down the action of it first, because the anal beads kept like slipping out, and they expand as the beads like grow. So it goes from like the tip of your finger type size to maybe like an inch and a half diameter. But they kept like slipping out, and I was like on my back trying to keep my butt positioned so that they would be in, but that wasn't like the best position to finger myself and play with myself. So I just like fucking like dragged it out of me and then just like put it on the ground and then finished normally. So sometimes it takes a couple tries, especially with the Satisfier. I know it took me a few tries to even get it in the spot that was right for me, and it still, in my opinion, wasn't enough for myself. So just give it some time to figure out like the right positioning for you.
Yeah, that definitely is something that I would say. Is it took me a really long time. Like, I seriously would like pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down, try to find like the sweet spot. But when you find the sweet spot, it is a very sweet spot. but another thing, I actually my like sex buddy friend who we like loved all the kids together, he would buy me sex toys, which is just the best sex buddy friend. So I actually have a magic wand because of him. And I really like that when I'm having sex with someone, but I actually don't like it solo, because when I'm masturbating by myself, like, I feel like I'm just like, I like aggressively masturbate and then I like lose sensation in my clit and then it's just no fun. But I really do enjoy that, and actually I have an attachment for it that is like a penetrative attachment, and that was actually really nice when we would go to have anal sex. So the vibration would relax your muscles a lot, and then we could like really go, which was super nice. And then I also have this one is super funny to me. You know the like cam girl, like little pink vibrator that you can control with a phone. I have one of those too.
Like the little egg?
Yes, I do. He bought it for me. So another thing that he bought for me. I love it. Like, I really, really love it. yeah. So I just think it's funny. And he really liked it because we were long distance for a little while. And so he really liked that if we – it wasn't a weekend that we were seeing each other, he could kind of play with it. And we would really sometimes go, like, 4 hours where we would be texting or maybe, like, even FaceTiming. And he would just, like, tease me for hours with it. And I've actually incorporated it to solo play a little bit because you can go – so it has a whole app and you can go on there and people can they're like – people can save different patterns. So you can make different patterns and strengths and you can go to like people's pre-saved patterns and kind of like play around and see what you like. So I really like to go on there sometimes if I'm like kind of feeling penetration that night. I'll go and just like play around with different patterns or maybe like if I'm like – texting someone or seeing a guy at the time, I'll send them the link to control it kind of thing. So that has been a really fun one. I know people use it in public, like it's supposed to be this like discreet public play things. And that was something that kind of always interested me, but we got it around the time that the pandemic started. So there was not like much public going on. And then we stopped seeing each other, you know, right as things were kind of getting a little normal. So I never really got to do that. I think it's on my list, though.
I feel like my public face, if I was in public and, you know, it hit a good spot, like, I can hardly hide my emotions regardless, especially when it comes to if I don't really enjoy your presence. So I don't think I would not be a good candidate for that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I would. How to be. I want to think that I would like it, but I'm also like, I'm not a person who really enjoys, like, I don't really like the thought of people like accidentally run like public sex and someone accidentally runs into us, like I or like car sex. Like, if someone wants to watch me, I'm okay with that, but I'm not cool with like people being accidentally brought into my sex life. Like, I'm not about to push that on anybody else, so I don't know that I'd really, I don't know that I would love it. Like, I wouldn't want to really interact with people while I was using it, I think, because I would just like feel so embarrassed.
Yeah, I don't know, I like being watched, but I guess it just depends on the context. Maybe I'll just have to find out sometime. Just wash it off for me and I'll use it later.
I got you, no worries, girl. You should see if it's like cheaper for Cyber Monday and just like tell your boo to get it for you.
Oh yeah, we can use his name. I finally asked him like a while back and he's like, yeah, I never cared. And I was like, oh, well,
okay. No, I wanted to be respectful. I didn't know.
Yeah, no worries. But I don't know. We're not really doing Christmas presents this year. I mean, I kind of want that to be a tradition other than, or really, I don't think Christmas presents, especially like the miscellaneous shit, like I don't need miscellaneous shit. If I want something, usually like my parents, what they've been doing for the past like 6 years is I'll kind of just buy the things I want and then they just reimburse me later on. Cause I know what I want. And sometimes it just is like, oh, a random outfit. Like I love Plato's Closet, which is a consignment shop, but it's directed at like younger people's fashion. So it's pieces that you really want. And for example, like I know Fashion Nova does have a lot of items that are very like cute and trendy, but I will not buy from Fashion Nova. And I try to avoid just all fast fashion. But when I buy it through the consignment shop, it's like I get to enjoy the piece and, you know, not feel really bad because some other bitch, you know, contributed to the fast fashion industry. So not me. But yeah, I think all I got Wyatt was this tool that he picked out when we went shopping. And for him, I don't even think that we're really planning on doing anything else past it.
I mean, I think that's okay, though, like especially right now. I mean, nobody really wants to spend crap money. Broke. I know, like nobody really wants to spend extra money. So I think it's like, I own a business. And so I'm very thankful that people want to spend money right now because we actually had mm-hmm. a really good Small Business Saturday and we've been doing very well, but I personally don't want to spend money right now. So I'm very thankful that there are other people who want to spend money because I feel like everyone is hurting right now.
I know. And that's what I kind of say about my podcast on like a similar but not related note is like people when they hear I have a podcast, they're like, oh, well, have you listened to this? And I was like, no, I really don't like listening to podcasts, but I'm glad you do and that you listen to mine.
Yeah, I'm not a huge podcast person myself. I don't know. Like there are certain times where maybe if I'm driving to work by myself or if I'm just like working and I want a podcast to play in the background, but I'm definitely not one of those people who is like listening to every single podcast episode from this person. And I'm always listening to podcasts, and I definitely love to read. Or recently, if I'm just trying to like zone out, watch TV, I just finished Survivor on Netflix. I've never actually seen it before. And then I just like finished all season, the two seasons that they have. So I've been watching a lot of TV recently.
Is that the outdoor one? Wyatt was making us watch.
Yes, it is. So they're like on an island or whatever, and they're trying to survive.
Yeah, in Canada.
In Canada?
Or he watched something like that. Well, you know, one of those type of Survivor shows, but
yeah,
I'm fucking sick of it. And then he also watches Meat Eater. Oh my God. It's literally just this guy who's very popular because we made a show about it, but the camera crew follows him around and he goes and hunts in different areas. And I mean, he's really into it, of course. And it seems like he is just really passionate about it, and he's not like psycho with it or anything. You know, he does it and like respects nature. But at the same time, like, I don't really give a fuck. So.
No, I totally get that. See, this is why I love being single, because I don't have to watch stupid shows that my man wants to watch. I can watch what I want to watch.
Yeah, that and Jeopardy. Although I was really sad to hear about Alex Trebek had passed away last month. But he loves watching Jeopardy. He's really good at it. Oh, and Thanksgiving. I don't know if anyone knows the game Fibbage, but it's pretty much like everyone. There's like a couple players. It's multiplayer and there's a theme. And all the players submit a question or like an answer that they think somebody else will guess. So it's kind of like, what's it, Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples. But yeah, so for example, if the topic is sex, the computer will generate a question like, what is the sex toy that was named the top 20 in whatever year? And everybody has a chance to write in an answer, and then you get to choose an answer. And if you choose somebody's answer and you don't choose the correct one, then like you lose points or whatever the fuck it is. So it's a trivia game essentially where you try and trick your friends. I should have started with that, but he smoked everybody in the game, and he just loves trivia, and I was fucking irritated. But those are just some things that I love about him, you know.
Just the things that you love about a partner
that you cherish and you learn that you're going to be stuck with for the rest of your life.
Trivia. Well, you have all the useless knowledge you could ever need, at least.
Yes. And I always joke that I have his retirement fund too at the end of it, because I'm going to outlive him unless something like traumatic were to happen to me. But so, you know, just, you know, like 50 years down the road, you know, it's day's coming.
I feel like that just seems like something that like a young woman would say if she married an old man, and she's just like, my day is coming, like just gotta wait a little longer.
Yeah, except I'm thinking about marrying the guy who's a little closer to my age than the 50-year-old dude is.
Ridiculous.
So.
Now you have to wait longer to get that retirement money. You're ridiculous.
I know. I wasn't the best planning, but yeah, it'll pay off.
Well, I like at the beginning of the episode, you're like, yeah, I was single, you know, for a while, like when Morgan and I met. And I'm like, this bitch was not. Like, you were single for like a month. And I was like, I had just gotten out of a relationship, and I was like really trying to find myself, you know, just moved to Richmond, and I was so excited about having a girlfriend who was single, and then this bitch gets cuffed up like immediately. I was so mad.
Oh, it's because, yeah, 2018 was at the end of 2018 is when we met, or end of 2019 is when we met, but 2018 to 2019 was really like my single phase. But yeah, because I guess I had been with my female partner, and then I was with the guy Colin for a bit by the time we met, and that was just not going anywhere.
I remember those days. I remember those days for sure.
Yeah, like I was so conscious of everything that was happening, of me being like a dumb bitch and trying to make things happen. But regardless, I am satisfied, more than satisfied with where I'm at right now. But anyway, I think we covered like a lot of different topics.
Yeah.
And I wish people keep telling me to record like a video of the podcast, but I think it's so boring watching me sit in my like wheelie chair with my Apple headphones. I mean, I've seen people have a ton of subscribers with way less. So maybe we'll try and do it. It's also because we're distant, so it looked like you'd just be watching a fucking Zoom call, you know.
Essentially. And it works out nicely because like my hair is so greasy, I need to wash it, and I have no makeup on. So I'm really glad it was not a video today.
Yeah, my fingers in my ass, you know, like it's like
not
casual
yet.
Things.
No, not yet.
But if you want to keep up to date with Morgan's like progress on her podcast and also with her Instagram, it's Young and Chronic with periods in between. So, or just, you know, DM me for the information. But follow me on A Humble Whore, subscribe. I need to grow this podcast, or I'd like to. But I'm super thankful for everyone who's been listening. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Should have started with that before as well. And Morgan and I will see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.